This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
As a matter of fact, we were talking at the very end of the last hour, Johnny Ray, that apparently Carmen called in, said the Immaculate Conception had to do with the conception and birth of Mary, not of Jesus, and that Wikipedia had it wrong. You looked it up on Wikipedia, and it said...
The Immaculate Conception, according to the teaching of the Catholic Church, is the conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, free from original sin by virtue of the merits of her Son, Jesus Christ. The Catholic Church teaches that God acted upon Mary in the first moment of her conception, keeping her immaculate. The Immaculate Conception is commonly confused with the virgin birth of Jesus. Jesus' birth is covered by the doctrine of incarnation, while the Immaculate Conception deals with the conception of Mary, not that of her son.
And knowing is half the battle. Now you know, and knowing is half the battle.
Now you know what Catholics believe.
G.I. Joe!
Because that's not the same thing as what Methodists and Presbyterians and, you know...
I don't think they use that term, Immaculate Conception. I mean...
Now you know what Wikipedia says Catholics believe.
Yeah, I don't know that anyone spent much time talking in my Methodist church that I grew up in and taught Sunday school in briefly, that about the idea that Mary was free from sin or spent any time on that. I think that the adoration of Mary came from pagan tribes that had some feminine god,
right,
that needed to be worshipped. So this mother-child thing really took off from that direction.
That's right. My understanding, and I also not raised Catholic, but my understanding is that a lot of Catholics, instead of praying directly to God or praying to Jesus, will pray to Mary to ask her to ask Jesus to pray on their behalf or something.
As a layman, I'm not a Catholic either. I have heard that basically you can do that to all the saints. None of that makes any sense to me.
Right.
With my Christian upbringing, it was that you pray to Jesus, who is the intercessor,
right,
to God, which apparently God's got real anger management issues or whatever. You needed to go through his son. This is not my God these days. I wouldn't be interested in a God that's, you know, looking to kill his children or anything like that. Not interested. But anyway, speaking of religions, we were talking about Earth Day in 1970 when it was created, and reading a bunch of the predictions that surrounded it.
Yes.
And it was pretty clear that these people had some faith-based thinking themselves.
Yes, yes, they did. And we covered the first 11 of 18 predictions. Again, the link for the article is on the Facebook and the Twitter for Free Talk Live.
And at any point, in the past, we've got archives at archives.freetalklive.com. They go back for more than a decade. So if you want to get to tonight's show, all you got to do is wait till about midnight tonight, somewhere Eastern time, thereabouts. Obviously, there are mishaps now and then.
Right.
Usually when I'm on the air. So, you know, could be as late as 8 o'clock tomorrow morning when we get back up. But
I generally get into the studio about 8:30.
God bless you.
So number 12 on the list, Paul Ehrlich, who we've mentioned several times thus far, chimed in predicting in 1970, quote, "Air pollution is certainly going to take hundreds of thousands of lives in the next few years alone." He sketched a scenario in which 200,000 Americans would die in 1973 during smog disasters in both New York and Los Angeles.
Yeah, that didn't happen. Now, it is quite possible that people died somewhat earlier, you know, days or weeks, perhaps months.
Right. There may have been, you know, some cases of lung cancer.
Yeah, but 200,000 or 300,000 is a lot of the American population in 1970. He was predicting somewhere in the 5 years in, hence, was that?
He said in 1973.
Okay, so
alone,
3 years hence.
So in 1 year.
Yeah.
In one particular year, he predicted 200,000 Americans from New York and Los Angeles.
The difficulty with this is that certainly 300,000 Americans died of lung cancer in New York and Los Angeles. I'm guessing that number is not too outrageous. And if you just go ahead and smoking is pollution, right? It's not smog.
Right.
But, I mean, if you just say that all the people that died of smoking died of smog, then you kind of win.
No. That's stretching it.
Is it a stretch?
In the May 1970 issue of Audubon, he warned that DDT and other chlorinated hydrocarbons may have substantially reduced the life expectancy of people born since 1955. He warned that Americans born since 1946, quote, now have a life expectancy of only 49 years. And he predicted that if current patterns continue, this expectancy would reach 42 years by 1980, when it might level out.
Well,
there's a note here from Fee that says, according to the most recent CDC reports, life expectancy in the United States is 78.8 years.
And continues to rise. So if, this person's saying what they're saying,
right.
But I suppose you could, we've made DDT illegal, suddenly everything goes, back to zero and everything's fine. This person exaggerated with the purpose of getting DDT outlawed, which, by the way, if you've got bug problems, DDT will really work.
And DDT, the banning of DDT has led to an increase in malaria in a lot of the world, because a lot of the U.S. treaties on trade and stuff like that require that the countries that are being traded with also not use substances that are banned in the U.S. So, all those places with mosquito problems are prohibited from using DDT, because then the U.S. won't do trade with them.
Yeah, and malaria kills lots of people in Africa.
Yes. Ecologist Kenneth Watt declared, by the year 2000, if present trends continue, and there he put a caveat, if present trends continue, we will be using up crude oil at such a rate that there won't be any more crude oil. You'll drive up to the pump and say, fill her up, buddy, and he'll say, I'm sorry, there isn't any.
Yeah, they won't have anybody employed there when there isn't any. So this is the notion of peak oil. And they have been talking about peak oil since the 60s, there's no doubt. And it's pretty clear that they didn't have a handle on what peak oil was then. There's a lot less light sweet crude than there used to be. It used to be basically you had to have light sweet crude. But clearly, we have more cars on the road in the United States than we did in... just imagine the amount of cars on the road in the world compared to 1970, almost 50 years ago.
Harrison Brown, a scientist at the National Academy of Sciences, published a chart in Scientific America that looked at metal reserves and estimated that humanity would totally run out of copper shortly after the year 2000 and would run out of lead, zinc, tin, gold, and silver before the year 1990.
Yeah, that didn't happen. Not even close.
Yeah.
I mean, they're digging all that stuff out of the ground still.
Senator Gaylord Nelson wrote in, look,
there's a name that you do not hear nearly as much as you should, Gaylord. You just don't get that anymore. Nobody's going to name their kid Gaylord anymore.
Dr. S. Dillon Ripley, secretary of the Smithsonian Institute, believes that in 25 years, somewhere between 75 and 80% of all species living on the planet will be extinct.
Yeah, this prediction, just that's a chestnut there. They just keep on bringing that. Look, if you don't, people don't change your ways, you're going to kill 3 out of every 4 animals on the planet, and God's going to hate you. We're all going to die. I mean, like that they've been trotting that crap out every single year for a long time, and nobody's ever holding them to it. Not Gaylord, not Adolf, not any of the names that we don't use anymore.
Paul Ehrlich, with his final prediction on this list, predicted,
Ebenezer, quote, you never hear an Ebenezer.
Since more than 9/10 of the original tropical rainforest will be removed in most areas within the next 30 years or so, it is expected that half of the organisms in these areas will vanish with it.
Well, okay, so that prediction is difficult because those rainforests didn't disappear. And certainly if you change an environment dramatically, like removing all the trees, yes, many of those, those species that are in that area are going to diminish,
right.
There's no doubt.
But he predicted that 90% of the rainforest would be removed.
Wasn't there an if in there?
No. He predicted since more than 9/10 of the rainforest will be removed.
Well, that's a prediction. Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to give this guy a little bit of wiggle room on that one.
I'm not.
Free Talk Live.
He's an idiot.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping?
Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right?
What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
This is Darrell W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I am raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. As it is, well, every Sunday, every day, from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time, every day we're live. Does that sound right to you, Darryl?
Yes. Although the way you started the sentence, it made it sound like every day was Sunday, and that's what got me confused.
I don't know what you're talking about. You know, Quakers, I'm a Quaker, Quakers don't use, or didn't use at one point. Now
they also make oats.
No, they don't.
Quakers oats?
No, General Mills makes oats. Quakers. Quakers make up weird rules, or did at one point. One of those was because the days are named after things like, you know, the sun, the moon, Thor, Odin,
yep. Freya. I've seen it both Freya and Fry.
Yeah. And because the days of the week are made up that
Saturn.
Way. Saturn. And the months of the year, so Julius Caesar, Janus. Augustus, they wouldn't use either the months or the months of the year or the days of the week.
So not even October, which is supposed to be the eighth month, but is the tenth month?
The tenth month. I think that should just not be used because it's dumb that we call the tenth month the eighth month. But no, they didn't. So what they would say would be, first day for Sunday, second day for Monday, third day for Tuesday. I would think it would take a while to get used to that. And then it was first month, second month, third month, that kind of thing.
I could see how somebody saying third day could be misheard as Thursday, and then they show up on the wrong day.
That certainly could happen, but Quakers tended to have a pretty tight-knit community, so you generally knew who was saying what. But, yeah, there was a lot of cross-pollination through community, through business. Quakers did a lot of business. So,
right.
Anyway, let me tell you about a great pillow. It's MyPillow, the brand MyPillow. It is MyPillow, and I love it because I take it everywhere. You get a risk-free trial for 60 days. It's designed to fit the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. If you have headaches, this could be the issue, and it's a pretty cheap fix compared to going to a doctor or something like that. I've been using it for years at this point, and it's the best pillow I've ever had. Not just because it'll hold my head and the neck in the right position, which it does, but also because I can wash it, which I just did recently.
Mine's in the dryer right now.
Really nice to know that all those little dust mites aren't crawling around in your pillow. Do that with your feather pillow, people. It's MyPillow. Use coupon code, it's MyPillow.com, code FTL, and you can get buy one, get one free. If you don't like it, in the first 60 days, you get your money back. You can also just get one for half price. MyPillow.com. Code FTL.
So we've been going over a list of 18 spectacularly wrong predictions made around the time of the first Earth Day. We've covered 17. There's one more, and then Fee has a reality check, and we'll get into that in just a moment.
Let's go to Dana in Grand Rapids. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I called to give you some clarification. So the gentleman that called in about a half hour ago was absolutely correct. The Immaculate Conception was not Mary conceiving Jesus via the Holy Spirit. It was Mary being conceived. We're all born with original sin. It's wiped away when we're baptized. Mary had no original sin. It was her conception by her mother, Saint Anne. And so it's called the Immaculate Conception. She was the only one born without sin. And as far as I think Mark mentioned, although you did offer a disclaimer that you weren't raised Catholic, I've heard this discussion before between you and Ian and just other guys that have filled in, that they think Catholics pray to statues, or you are correct in using the word intercessor. Now, if you remember the wedding of Cana, they came to the Blessed Virgin, and they were out of wine. And so the Blessed Virgin went to her son and said, they have no wine. And he was irritated that his mother was troubling him with this because he was supposed to be about his father's business. But the mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, went to the servants and said, do whatever my son tells you. He said, bring jugs of water, and he changed them into wine. So, yes, Mary is an intercessor, and so are the saints in the Catholic Church. But remember, Catholics believe that nothing is done without God. So God works through these saints and through the Blessed Virgin. And it does not mean that Catholics don't pray directly to the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit. you know, which is called God.
Seems like you'd be busy praying to a whole bunch of different people. But let me ask you this. So oftentimes people don't get their sainthood status until a couple hundred years after they're dead. Can you pray to these proto-saints before they become saints, or do they have to be named by the Catholic Church in order to do this intercessory work that you're referring to?
That was a good question. Before a saint is a saint, they're a regular person, like it could be you, Mark. And then they become beatified, and then they're canonized. In order to get through those steps, you must have, and you know the Catholic Church had a wicked history in the Middle Ages, and so they're really gun-shy about these things. So it has to be an absolute, positive, undeniable proof that they had at least either one or three miracles were proven that this person did that. Otherwise, they can't go through that process. So this is not a fly-by-night thing. This is a very serious thing in the Catholic Church. And there have been miracles that where this person, you know, answered, cured someone or brought someone's kid to Christ or something like that. Now, can a Catholic go right to God? Again, I say yes. But none of this happens throughout God. It's God's power that does this. But they do use them as intercessors. Otherwise, they wouldn't be saints. And it's not just the Catholic faith that recognizes saints. You know, all different faiths, they refer to saint this, saint that, saint this.
Sure, I know that the Orthodox Church has its own saints. Do they cross-recognize saints? So if the Orthodox Church has saints?
Remember the history, guys, that everyone, except for Judaism, and some of the old ancient religions, like Zoroastrianism and things like that, but the basic two most powerful monotheistic religions were Judaism and Christianity from Christ's time on. And so when Henry VIII broke off and created the Anglican Church, they still, all their saints are still, the churches are named after those saints. All of these faiths came from the Catholic faith. And one other thing, Mark, you've mentioned this many, many times over the years when you guys get on religion. You say that your God, your father, is not a spiteful man, a hateful God. And you're right. And that's what Jesus Christ did. If you know, and I'm speaking from a historical standpoint, because if you get on a religious standpoint, people will debate you to death like abortion. But if you talk history, so an Old Testament, if you committed a sin, God can smite you down right then and there. When Jesus Christ died on that cross and rose again, he gave us what we call grace. So say you committed adultery against your wife.
Let's hope not. I appreciate the lesson, Dana, but I can't push the break back. Thank you so much for the call.
Okay.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working looking for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been kind of all over the board this evening between Earth Day predictions, drinking and driving, the Immaculate Conception, and all that that has wrought. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Jet calling in from the Northwest. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
The Northwest, yeah. Hey, I thought I'd call in and do a little Bible study with you, too. How about that?
Sure. Jet, did you hear the call last night where the gentleman called in? You did?
Yeah.
So recap, because I didn't hear it, and I'm guessing a lot of listeners didn't either.
So the call last night was a gentleman, and I cannot remember his name. And basically, I don't think he ever got into the premise of his call, because he was one of these guys that, you know, rubs me the wrong way immediately when he says, well, look, Romans such and such and Second Peter such and such, they say you've got to obey the government. First Peter 2, thank you. First Peter 2.
Titus 3.
Yeah. And First Peter 2, basically, if you add an ellipse or two in there, it says, you must obey the emperor, which sounds like certainly a fundamentally non-libertarian statement, but sounds like a fundamentally non-Christian statement, too. Because what if the emperor says, nobody's allowed to worship Jesus Christ? Then what do you do?
Which is coming. So let's back up a little bit. You know, he started out by saying, the Bible clearly says that you're to obey the law of the land. And when people ever say that to me, it's so funny. I say, really? Where's that? And they go, well, Romans 13. I go, okay, would you read that to me? And what's funny is that they can't find it. Nowhere will you find anything about obeying the law of the land in any translation.
Okay.
In any way. So I thought I'd give you a couple bullets for that canon.
You are probably the best person in the history of Free Talk Live at handling this particular issue, Jet, because you've been listening to the show since we were back in Florida in 2014.
Yeah, it's see what's interesting with Romans 13, for example, which is the big one. For
2004
is depending upon the translation, it kind of indicates being subject to authorities, to rulers and higher powers. Well, I don't often go to the King James Version, but the King James is the best one in this particular case. And it says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. So I simply ask people, who is your higher power? Because, you know, when Jesus addressed issues with Caesar, right, he knew who Caesar was. So why wouldn't Paul understand who Caesar was? Why would he kind of beat around the bush and say, hey, guys, your higher powers? My take on that is that he's writing this in code because he had never been to Rome. He was writing from Corinth and kind of explaining to the Roman church, you know, how the church works and what Christianity is all about. And so I always ask people, well, who is your higher power?
Right. So since Paul was writing as a Roman citizen to Roman citizens, one would presume that Paul would have said, obey Caesar and, I don't know, Romans, whatever, the senators or whoever it is.
Yeah, but when you break it down, here's the big trick there. Because it begins by saying, let every soul. Now, people define soul different. Some say mind, will, and emotions. Other people are flesh and blood. But in any event, it says every. So I ask people, okay, draw me a circle and write every soul in there. And then now show me where the higher power goes. Because if it's every, that kind of excludes every other thing. You know,
right, which means that Caesar would also need to submit to the higher power, the higher power being God.
That's interesting. Now, what about this first?
Chuck Baldwin has a very similar, he's actually got a few different articles about this, to where the higher power is not some government agent. The higher power is the creator.
Yeah, these are people.
Yes,
these are better questions.
Christ,
better left to the the strong believers than to people like me. But I'd have a question about 1 Peter 2, where I mean I don't have it sitting here in front of me, but I read it last night, and it said something to the effect of obey the emperors. What do you have to say with that particular verse?
Well, you can simply ask, what country are you living in? And if they say America, I say, well, do you have a master government or a servant government?
Oh, yeah.
And do we have emperors? Do we have, yes, we have governors, but it's not the same governor. See, the governors back then were mini Caesars. They were just an extension, you know, just more pirates. They're not like governors we think of today as governors.
Right, right.
Right. It's more like the governor general of Canada that does things at the bequest of the queen.
Yeah, these are get your head lopped off governors is what these are.
Yeah, so there are a lot of things here that don't apply. You know, I mean, like when people refer, well, we got to give to Caesar what is Caesar's. I go, Caesar is dead. and I said, if, you know, to most Christians, they'll have this answer. I'll ask them, what is yours versus what is God's? They go, well,
right.
All things are God's.
Right. That render under Caesar thing is very interesting because I look at my bills and it has a bunch of different people's pictures on it. It's not Caesar. So it's got George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and Benjamin Franklin.
The best way.
And I don't.
Well,
I mean,
the best way to answer that. Let me jump in. The best way to answer that is by using Ben Franklin because he was not actually a president.
Neither was Hamilton on the 10.
Yeah. So you say the best way to help them understand that is give to Ben Franklin what is Ben Franklin's and God what is God's.
Yeah, but,
or there's the also bill, another look.
But the bill's mine. It doesn't matter whose picture's on it.
Right, but there's also another way to look at it of, oh, okay, so if I don't use government money, then they don't have any claim to it?
Indeed.
That's right.
They'll lay claim to your labor. They'll lay claim to trade.
Right.
And ask iTex, this company that makes money out for trade.
And I've got 1 Peter 2 pulled up in front of me, and part of it also says, live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover for evil. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the family of believers. Fear God. Honor the emperor.
What does honor mean?
Yeah. Well, now that's a
good question.
It all depends which version you're going on. It says, honor the...
Yeah, this is the NIV that I was able to pull up fairly quickly online.
Okay, well, it starts in 13:13, which is kind of interesting that, Titus 3:1, 1 Peter 2:13, Romans 13. Even though, these paragraphs and things were kind of just randomly assigned, the number 13 actually refers to biblical rebellion and lawlessness.
That's true.
So
I mean, that's where the unlucky 13 came from. It's interesting that they ended up that way. You're right. None of those things were ascribed till later. But frankly, the Bible wasn't put together by Jesus or anything. It was put together 200 years afterwards, too.
The
so,
Council of Nicene, I believe, sure was one of them. There have been several different councils. Yeah. That wound up deciding which books belonged and which ones did not.
Indeed. And interestingly...
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Certain books were included. And mostly, exclusions were for reasons of, well, it really doesn't tell us anything more about God and Christ and who we are, how we are to relate to that whole thing and the lessons.
What about St. George and the Dragon? I mean, I always thought that sounded like a really cool book. I never read it, though.
Was that a Harry Potter book?
No, apocryphal book of
Harry Potter and St. George's Dragon.
Jet, thanks for the call.
There's a couple things for you.
Appreciate the call. I've got to let you go. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Been a lot of biblical stuff on Free Talk Live the last couple of days. You can call in about anything.
Well, the world does end tomorrow.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We've had lots of calls here, but we've been talking about Earth Day predictions from 1970, and sort of we're going to wrap that up here shortly, but
yes.
We've got a couple, still got some calls on the line here, and want to get through those, of course. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. Here on Free Talk Live, let me tell you about Zencash. I'm a big fan of Zencash because, you know, Bitcoin, it was great tech when it came out in 2009, and blockchain tech is being adopted in industries all around the world. Yeah, all you have to do is make money, and the finance world now is just add blockchain to the name of your company. But when it comes to currency transactions, you don't always want your transactions on public display for everyone to see forever and ever. And that's what makes Zencash so great. It's a privacy option for transactions and messaging using zero knowledge proofs. Zencash also has more than 8,000 secure nodes, making it one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded in their white paper and presumably in their technology generally. Zencash has better tech than their competition. Learn more at zencash.com. It's zencash.com. Let's go to, looks like Gary. I'm not sure. He's calling in on Skype. Gary, you're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me?
Gotcha.
No, I'm in China.
No.
I came back over here in November. I was here.
Where's
and
here?
I called you
China.
Guys. Well, I'm in the middle of the country. I called in about 2013 to you guys when I was in Hong Kong, and then I came home, and then I came back in November thinking maybe business would be better or booming and it might be easier. But actually, things have gotten worse, and you guys were talking about censorship on the Internet the other day and surveillance and all that, and I saw something on television here about in one province they have this system where they can get your personal information and put it on a computer and use a camera to home in on the person. And within 5 minutes, they've got all the data, his passport number or the ID number, and they can track a person like within 10 minutes and
really?
And then nail them. Yeah, they're going to spread this out through the whole country. It was an experimental thing in Hangzhou. That's what's going on. It's kind of scary because, you know, they use the excuse that if somebody grabbed a child for whatever reason, you know, for child labor or something else even worse, that they could get them back to their parents quickly, and people buy into that. But,
sure,
you know, they don't think about maybe a tracking bracelet. And I just worry about this spreading to the U.S. because they've already kicked out Google, or Google pulled out, and they got these anti-Google chips in the phones here. You can't get Google Play because Google refused to go along with their censorship. And you can't get Facebook or you can't get YouTube without a VPN. I can't even talk to you without a VPN. So I just thought, I didn't know if people in the States were aware of that.
I know we talked a couple of weeks ago about something, and I forget what province it was there in China, where they're using facial recognition to wind up naming and shaming jaywalkers, and they're about to wind up implementing some kind of system to where they text message the person a ticket for jaywalking because they've got these facial recognition cameras on all of the intersections.
Well, it's a two-way street. They ought to name and shame the people who run through pedestrian crossings and nearly hit people because they won't... They don't know anything about traffic rules, or it's, they're not enforced, you know. So that, you know, that's the other thing. But in the South, it's more civilized. But in the North and in the middle of the thing, it's really like very old-fashioned and very backward. And anyway, I'm due home in June early. I was supposed to stay till January, but I decided to pull out early.
Well, I think that as far as censorship goes here in the U.S., they're going to have to be a little more insidious than what's going on in China. But, I mean, obviously, governments have never found a system that they do not want to control.
Right.
And, you know, they just had Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook on trial, basically, in D.C. in front of the, you know, all the politicians out there. And, you know, grilling him about, hey, that platform you've got where everybody knew that they were giving up their information in order to get free services and be able to look at their pictures of grandkids and other people's food, how come you're using all their information like you said you were going to and stuff? And it was really kind of ridiculous. But I'm interested in more comparisons as you move back and forth between the countries. I think Americans don't think of they think of China as being, you know, the America being free and China being not free. And I'm interested in the ways that A, China is not free, and B, the ways that they're more free, because I suspect that there are.
The way that they're more free is that people just walk around and do whatever they want, as long as they don't put anything in print or speak out against the central government.
I see.
I mean, you know, they basically walk across the street wherever they want or say what, or do whatever they want, and they seem to get their mind off of the way things really are by being in the park and exercising and just playing music and stuff.
Living life, yeah.
Living
just,
life.
Just and, ignoring know. The government, although, you know, obviously you can't say anything about it, but it doesn't about, seem to affect people in their day-to-day lives that much.
No, it's like that old Steppenwolf song about sticking your head in the sand and pretending all is green.
Yeah.
You know? But the other thing, just one more thing before I go away, because I got to get on with my day. It's daytime here. There's you know, the kids here, the new kids being born, are being born with smaller brains, and they can't think and function well because of all the air pollution because of the heavy industry, and I'm in a heavy industry area. And they say that there's a study, it was on CNN, they're sort of growing up without being able to function properly in society because they don't have enough oxygen to their brains. And the air quality index is usually...
Terrible. Looks like he dropped off there. Thanks for the call, Gary. Wow! That's scary.
Yeah.
Wow! That's horrifying. Let's go to... real quick, let's get David here on the line. David... You're on Free Talk Live. David, you're on Free Talk Live. It's noises. David?
Hey. Yeah, let me do it.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Let me do it. Oh, fuck.
Are you talking to us on a tin can?
Can you hear me?
Gotcha.
Yeah, it would be, a tin can called Skype. Yeah, it's rather messy. Let me do an interesting weave for you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me weave together the religion you're talking about with something from Daryl's news, that Southwest Airlines engine disintegration. and karma. And so years ago, Wells Fargo, you know, they've been in the news. They've done people wrong in many different ways and are paying out literally billions of dollars for their bad behavior. And one of the things they did to me long before their recent turn of events is they were handing out money from my account to people that were not supposed to get it. And when I called their customer service to tell them to stop giving my money out to these people, they didn't do it. They kept giving it out. And so the only way I could figure to stop them, because what they should have done on the telephone is they should have advised me to close the account and reopen a new account. But I didn't know any better because I'm just a lay person.
You don't run banks.
Yeah, right. And the bank themselves that should have told me what to do, because they did tell me that's what I should have done later after the fact, after it all happened. But the person at the time, when I called for help, didn't suggest that. So the account stayed open and they continued to give out my money to different people like Bally's Fitness, which was notorious for stealing money from people who gave them their account information. So the only thing I could figure to do to stop them was that I took all my money out of the account down to zero. Figured that would stop them. No, they kept giving out my money and then charging me $35 overdraft fee every time they gave them
out. So who were they giving your money to?
Well, the main one was Bally Total Fitness, you know, health club.
Okay.
I had canceled my account with Bally's, and then, you know, and Bally's assured me that they were closing my account and they wouldn't be taking any more money. But of course, they kept on taking money. You know, they took money one month.
Claire, I noticed. Claire.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They had a reputation. So anyway, I couldn't get the bank to stop it. So what I did is I just went and withdrew all my money out of that account, figuring that if there wasn't any money in the account, they couldn't get any more money.
That is had negative money as they kept charging you for what the Bally's was pulling out and then charging you for the overdraft fee on top of that.
Yes.
And then because they gave you the bad advice, even though they didn't give you good advice, they were going to charge you the fee. And then once you've got that and you don't want to pay, then you're blacklisted and you can't open an account at a new bank.
Exactly. You're getting ahead of me. So what I did is I went to the ATM after they kept giving out money, and I withdrew the maximum $300 a day of money that I didn't have. And I figured at some point they would stop me from taking out any more money, and then they probably would stop giving it to other people. And I hear music.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be able to hold you over, but at this point you just don't have a bank account.
Yeah, for the last decade I haven't had one. I'll continue the story. I'll continue the story another night.
Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.